Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Good evening and welcome to Super Scoreboard live from Hampden on what could be a history-making night for Scotland. 27 years on from France 98, Steve Clarke's side are 90 minutes away from returning to international football's biggest stage. Beat Denmark and next summer's World Cup awaits. Don't, and it'll have to be the playoffs next year. I'm Gordon Duncan at the National Stadium, and joining me here, former footballer Gordon Dyell, and a man with 69 Scotland caps who's seen it all before. Until tonight, it's Kenny Miller. Kenny, how big is this occasion?
Absolutely massive, Gordon. You've built it up perfectly. We're here, the pitch looks phenomenal. It's a cold night, but it seems quite a calm night. But what a night could be in store for these Scotland players and Steve Clarke. First time in 27 years, qualification for a World Cup is in their own hands for the first time in a long, long time. So cannot wait for the game. Good luck to the boys. Let's hopefully they get the result.
Gordon Dyell, these things used to happen all the time. Then it looked like they would never happen again. And here we are, 90 minutes, one solitary football match. Win it and back to the World Cup next summer.
Yeah, and it'd be lovely to do that and achieve it. It'd be some achievement tonight, Gordon. Just walking into the stadium, the excitement, the supporters, this place will be rocking soon. Can the Scotland players go out there and deliver? I've always said a little bit of fate helps. We got it the weekend, got to capitalise tonight.
That is the scene set from the National Stadium. Back in the warmth of the studio, we might be a bit envious of these guys as the evening progresses. We've got former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen, and alongside him, a journalist who's seen about 40 World Cups. If my arithmetic is correct, it's Hugh Keevans.
41. The hand of fate, Gordon, became a statement of fact in Greece on Saturday night. A sense of predestiny has become the predominant emotion for the Tartan Army, courtesy of Belarus getting a 2-2 draw with Denmark in Copenhagen. Better to be lucky than good, the Scotland fans said, but tonight the aim has to be twofold. Do good and be lucky simultaneously. Fate does not win football matches. Feet do that job. Talented feet, strong minds, and yes, let it be said, brave hearts.
And alongside Hugh Keevans in the studio, as we said, former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen. Scott, you are the closest to that generation of all of us that cannot remember the last time the Scotland men's team played at a World Cup. Lots of the squad weren't born, and that sums up the size of what awaits this group tonight.
Yeah, it really does, Gordon. Listen, a lot of excitement, a bit nervous as well at the same time, I think. You look at what Belarus done at the weekend, it just shows you there is a bit, some vulnerabilities in that Denmark team. We have to take advantage of it tonight. We have to start the game well. We have to get closer to the opponents. But I think when the fans, you're going to hear the fans in great voice tonight. You've got to back that up with performance on the pitch as well.
I mean, Kenny Miller, this is not designed to remind you of the more difficult times, but how often did these campaigns not even get to this point? You get to the final game of the campaign and it was about regrouping and trying to go again the next time. It almost feels quite surreal to be here and just know that 90 minutes of football win the game, and it's the World Cup that awaits. To even be in this position is a good position to be in, but there's a big step still to be taken.
It's a huge step still to be taken, Gordon, but what it is before Saturday's game, you wanted to get through that game and give yourself a chance in front of these fans in the stadium tonight. Again, it's in your own hands. It was in our own hands before Saturday. Listen, we never delivered and we got a little bit lucky. But we're here, Tuesday night at Hampden. If we win this game, we're going to the World Cup. That'll be everything that's in these players' minds. Forget about Saturday. Remember the good things. Remember the chances. Remember how we got the chances. And go and deliver here tonight. It's 90 minutes. Everything's got to be given. You leave nothing in that dressing room. Get it onto that pitch there and go and deliver. Because what an opportunity to go and get to a World Cup. Again, it's a whole generation has no seen a World Cup. What a chance to go there tonight, put the performance on in your own hands, get the result, and we'll see you next summer.
Now, we are here live from Hampden. We've, of course, got the guys in the warmth of the studio, and we're here right through until 11 p.m. So will it be party time? Will it be passports and sombreros and star-spangled banners looked out? Or will we have to go back to the drawing board once more? Let's cross that bridge if we come to it. But from here right throughout the game, we're asking you, of course, to get involved. Give us a call right now and give us all your pre-match thoughts. As the game goes on, you're welcome to call in and give us your in-game thoughts from behind the couch, perhaps. And then, of course, afterwards, you might be a part of history and it might be back to wondering where it all went wrong. Give us a call right now and share all your thoughts, especially as we build up to kick-off. We want to know how you're feeling, especially if you're on your way to the game. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you're travelling from far and wide. Maybe you are an optimist like some of the guys here. Maybe you're fearing the worst, because Scotland have done that to you before. No matter what your current emotional state, we would love to hear from you. So please give us a call right now and we'll speak to as many of you as possible. If you want to get a bit more in-depth and talk team lineups and tactics, you can get your suggestions in, because we're still a little bit away from finding out which team Steve Clark has picked. It's always a big bone of contention. I don't think Steve Clark's ever picked a team that everyone agrees with. So that is the pitfalls of being an international manager. So until such times, give us a call and let us know what you are thinking. There are no guarantees ever in football, Kenny Miller. But you've been here, you've seen a lot here. I think the one thing that is guaranteed, this place is going to be rocking come quarter to eight.
Listen, we've seen it before. You know, the fans will get involved, and it's important to do. You know, this is it's the benefit of having home advantage, that the fans can come with a in full voice. They can bring an energy to the team and that support. But it's also important that these players start right, start fast, get on the front foot, play aggressive, and get these give these fans something to cheer about, because they will get right behind you. They've been waiting a long, long time to potentially get to a World Cup. They can smell it, they can taste it tonight, and they're going to bring that energy to this game. So it's going to be a wonderful night. Again, the players have got to go out there and deliver. They've got to be brave, and they know what they've got to do. You know, we're talking about on Saturday, is oh, a draw's enough, and how do you approach it? Tonight, you've got to get the win. Simple as that. You win the game, you're at the World Cup.
Because, Gordon Dale, when this group was drawn, it was quite a difficult group. I think mm-hmm. we have to acknowledge that. We were pot three in a four-team group. Now, we're at least going to finish second. There is a playoff place to come. But once you get to this stage, I don't think anyone will be celebrating a playoff place if this goes wrong after 90 minutes. You've got the task right in front of you, go and face it head on.
You couldn't ask for a better scenario. Absolutely brilliant to be here tonight in front of our own fans, and we have to win the game at home. We could have not dreamt of that, Gordon. It's a great position to be in. Yes, it will be exciting. It'll be a bit nervy, of course it will be. Kenny's talking there, and we all know this place has got to be rocking, as you quite rightly said. But we've got to be patient. We only need to win the game. I know it's a big ask, but there's a lot of football to be played. We don't need to win it in the first half or the first 10 minutes. I'd love to see us being positive, as we're saying there, on the front foot, really getting the place behind us. But let's be a little bit patient tonight.
Because Hugh Keevans, let's be honest, you were spoiled rotten. You had the red wine in hand in France in 1998. You were over at the World Cup draw in the USA prior to that. Yep. You've seen it all. And as I alluded to earlier, this was the norm. We expected it to go every time. Then it looked like it would never happen again. So even to be in this scenario tonight, it's just a great feeling, isn't it?
Gordon, I always think back to the night in Saint-Étienne, Scotland 0, Morocco 3. We were out of the World Cup and we left the following morning to go back home to Glasgow. And I assumed that we'd all be back with Scott, with Craig Brown, for the World Cup in 2002 in Asia. I was there, Scotland weren't, and we are still waiting to qualify for our next World Cup final. Far be it from me to contradict Kenny Miller, but I will ever so slightly. Kenny says it's in Scotland's hands tonight. Theoretically, it's not, because Denmark are a point above us, and as things stand, they're at the World Cup finals. We have to pick their pockets and steal their invitation. That's what tonight's about.
So when you pick the pocket, it'll be in our hands. That, we can agree on that, right? We'll agree to disagree. Scott Allen, there's the trials and tribulations of international football means that it is very unlikely that Scotland will have a squad where every single position is littered full of top-class internationals. That's just never going to be the case. But the growth of this group over the last few years, they've made it to 2 Euros, they've made it to a World Cup playoff the previous time, which didn't go well against Ukraine. You look at the number of caps they've all racked up and the level that some of them are playing at, you just wonder if this can be the next step, this can cap it all off for them.
Well, it would cap it all off, Gordon. I think that's the... For this group, they've obviously came through a lot of disappointment times with Scotland, but a lot of great times as well under Steve Clark. I think domestically, you look at some of their careers and how they went on. John McGinn, for instance, captain Aston Villa, Andy Robertson going winning the European Cup, Champions League. Obviously, Billy Gilmour for me is a big miss tonight, but it's a chance for potentially Lewis Ferguson to come in and make a real name for himself in a Scotland shirt. So for me, they have to deliver on the part. I know Gordon's talking about being patient. I think when you look at it in terms of a strong start and putting them under pressure and being aggressive, it's more to not let Denmark settle into the game. As much as you might need to be patient in your build up, it's getting close to them. But that's what we didn't do on Saturday. That was the disappointment with the start of the game. So I think that is a key factor tonight, not letting the Danes settle at Hampden, especially with the crowd who are going to be in full voice. But this group have put a lot in the last 6 years, I think. So if they were to do this tonight, it would be absolutely incredible. I think I said last week I was eight or nine when Scotland played at France 98. Can't remember much of it apart from having my face painted. So many happy children and adults who haven't seen Scotland at a World Cup. It would be tonight if we were to do this, so I honestly can't wait.
Well, it's funny you say that. I've actually arranged for you to paint Hugh Keevan's face if this goes well tonight, so stand by for that. But plenty of build up to come before we get to the action, and you are going to join us. You play the biggest part in it. It's a special night for the Scotland team, but it's a special night for us. We're privileged to be here and hopefully witness history. So let's go to the first caller of the evening, who is Connor in Greenock. How are you feeling, Connor?
I'm feeling excited.
Optimistic? Nervous?
I'm a bit nervous. So.
Right, what makes you nervous?
I've just got a feeling Denmark's got a good side.
Are you coming to the game, or are you watching from behind the couch?
I'm going to the game.
Right, and you sound quite young, Connor, if you don't mind me saying. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
So how young are we talking? As in, never seen Scotland at a World Cup young?
Yeah.
Listen, you can laugh, Gordon DL. I think there's about 7 or 8 of the squad weren't born when Scotland were last at a World Cup. So that's the size of the task that's out there tonight.
Gordon, we were sitting down the stair, and I swear I was sitting at a table about 10, and everybody was talking about how old they were the last time Scotland were at a World Cup. I felt a bit ancient myself. I was 36. But look, it's a great situation tonight for us. I've got a great feeling. I've got the confidence feeling. I don't know why. I just think what happened at the weekend, if Steve Clark, and I think this will be important, gets the right team tonight, because I thought there should be one or two changes. I certainly think he'll go down that road if he can get the team, get them on the front foot, and we can go play there with that passion with the crowd behind us. We will do this tonight.
I think this team's clearly earned a bit of faith from us all, Kenny. It's one thing trying to qualify for your first World Cup in a generation and you've been completely out in the cold, but they do have the 2 Euros behind them. Did they go well when we got there? Perhaps not. Have they been sparkling in this campaign? Again, perhaps not. But at the very, very least, even the most negative Scotland fan could surely dig deep and acknowledge this group deserves a bit of faith from everybody.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of typical Scotland have been thrown about since Saturday. All like, get there and we don't get the result, but we get a bit of luck. You know, I don't think this typical Scotland can exist anymore. You know, back in my era, it absolutely was. It was the glorious failures and things. This group have achieved, you know, so they deserve a lot of credit for what they've done over the last 5 or 6 years under Steve. Again, individually for their performances. Again, you talk about John McGinn's and Andy Robertson's and Scott McTominay's and Billy Gilmour's, Lyndon Dykes, everything that they've done for this team and the big contributions that they've made. They deserve a bit of faith and they deserve a bit of belief and confidence put behind them. You know, and we're at front again. I can't get away from it. When the group was made, it does. Yeah, we're pot three, but for me, we've not got a superpower in the group. I look at Greece, I look at Denmark, the teams we've beaten over this last year or two. So there's no reason tonight, again, when it comes down, it's a cup final. That's what it is tonight for Scotland. They have to go out and get the result, but they have to believe they can. And they need to get back to a level of performance that we've been known for this team over the last few years. Again, we've got through the group, they've put ourselves in a wonderful position. But this group's more than capable. Again, I'm with Gordon. I've got huge belief and confidence in this group.
And a slight worry for you, Kenny, looking at the last couple of performances. Belarus here, we come in for a lot of criticism. Yep. Greece, part of the game, we were all over the place. Is that a concern for you going in tonight?
It absolutely is, Gordon, and even Greece here. I mean, Greece for me with the better team here. But we found a way to get the result. You know, we found a way to win that night. On Saturday, we're 3-0 down and dead and buried. I mean, you can't keep giving teams that kind of lead and expect to get back into games. But we should have got something out of the game on Saturday. You know, we could have won, we could have got a draw. Ultimately, it might not have made too much of a difference with the draw, but this team have got enough in the locker again. It'll be interesting to see the starting lineup and see what changes,
well,
if any, Steve
on
makes.
That note, Connor, before I bring you the teams, is there anything you'd like to see Steve Clark do this evening?
Yeah, I think that Lauren Shanklin should start over Shea Adams.
Lauren Shanklin for Shea Adams, says Connor. Well, right on cue, Gabriel, a reporter here at Hampden, has the teams. Has Connor got his wish?
He hasn't. Steve Clark makes two changes to the team that lost 3-2 in Greece on Saturday night. It's Lyndon Dykes that comes in up front for Shea Adams, while Scott McKenna is preferred to Grant Hanley at the back. Midfielder Billy Gilmore remains absent through injury. So here is the team that Clark has trusted to take Scotland to the promised land of the World Cup. Craig Gordon goal, a defence of Aaron Hickey, John Souter, Scott McKenna and Andy Robertson. Midfield of Ryan Christie, Lewis Ferguson, Scott McTominay, John McGinn and Ben Gannon-Doak, with Lyndon Dykes leading the line. The substitutes: Kelly, Bain, Hanley, Tierney, Irving, Adams, Hendry, Barron, Hurst, Shankland, Ralston and McLean.
Disappointed with that, Connor, then, that no Lauren Shanklin tonight from the start?
Nah, I'm happy with Lyndon Dykes. I mean, I just wasn't too happy with Shea Adams the other night in front of a goal. I think he could have done a lot better.
Yeah, listen, Shea Adams obviously missed a number of chances, that's for sure. Kenny Miller, you seem like the obvious person to start. Scored a lot of goals for Scotland, played that front man role on many occasions here. What do you make of that? That seems like the headline change.
Yeah, I think it was something that was discussed ever since Saturday night. Would there be a change in that position? I mean, what Lyndon Dykes has done, it's been a toss of the coin between the two of them over the last few years about who gets the nod. I mean, Shea Adams, I think, earned the right to get the chance on Saturday, and for me, he was unfortunate with the chances that he got. But Lyndon brings a different type of threat to this team. He'll work equally, he'll work as hard as what Shea does. Again, I don't think he's as mobile, but what he does is he allows you to get the ball into him. He allows you to play the ball up to him. And again, for me, when Lyndon was at his best and he had John McGinn round about him and Ryan Christie's round about supporting him, I think he's a real threat. He'll help us in set plays, both boxes as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point that Kenny makes. The fact that set plays now in the modern game are so important, Gordon. A 1-0 could just be enough for us tonight. Come for a corner, a free kick. Dykes gives us something a little bit different up there. Adams, he was in the positions to miss the chances at the weekend. You've got to say that about him. I'm not surprised with the change, and plus the fact I quite like it.
Scott Allen, is that part of it? I'm not convinced necessarily that Steve Clark has picked Lyndon Dykes because he thinks he would have finished all the chances that Shea Adams missed. But we know what sort of threat Denmark are going to bring. They are a massive side and bringing in physical capability. Is it important to have somebody like Lyndon Dykes in there to help with that side of the game?
Yes, because games can be won and lost now, especially at set pieces. I think the guy spoke about there how important that is. And listen, I think having that physical presence in both boxes does give you an advantage, whether that's defending or attacking. I think the other side of that is, for me, is if you're looking for that out ball, Dykes is probably your best at taking it in and linking up and then seeing maybe Doak off and McTominay and McGinn. So he's going to have a crucial role, especially if Scotland aren't in control of the ball. When they do turn it over, do they have that target man that can then bring other guys into play? So I did expect Dykes to come in purely for the reasons obviously we've just spoke about there. Yes, Shea Adams had chances at the weekend, didn't take them, but he could still play a massive part as the game goes on tonight, as well as other guys that are sitting on the bench at this moment in time.
And that's it, Hugh Keevans, that's the 11, plus whatever else comes off the bench. Go out there and make history. That's the team Steve Clark's chosen.
Yeah, I think it's a very practical choice of team. Unfortunately for Grant Hanley, he had a shocker against Greece, and up front, Shea Adams wasn't much better. So he's done the logical thing. And Dykes is certainly a handful and will pose Denmark questions. So I cannot find fault with the team. I do believe that tonight is about now or never, because Gordon's 42 years old. Andy Robertson is 31. Christie's 30. McGinn's 31. You know, we've got a team who started against Greece on Saturday night, and the average age was 29. For these players, it's now or never. World Cup, now. Because if you don't, it'll be never.
It always feels a bit more real when you hear the team. You know the players that have been chosen to go and carry out what everyone hopes they can do. The scene is set here at Hampden. The Denmark players are out checking out the turf. It's in magnificent condition. We hope they have a miserable night, of course, but keep the build-up going with us. Give us a call right now. What do you make of that team? Is that the team you would have picked? Has that increased your confidence? Has it dropped your confidence levels? How are you feeling? Give us a call right now and we'll speak to you next. Welcome back to Hampden on a potentially history-making night for Scotland. Beat Denmark and the World Cup awaits. I'm Gordon Duncan. Alongside me at the National Stadium, we've got two experienced goal-getters to hopefully cast their eye over a successful Scotland performance. Gordon Dalziel and former Scotland striker Kenny Miller. And back in the warmth of our studio, we've got journalist Hugh Keevans and former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen. We heard the teams before the break. We're asking you, of course, to get in touch all night. We're here live right through until 11 o'clock, win, lose or draw, to pick over what happens here in the south side of Glasgow. Harrison's on the line. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? I'm good.
Sum up your confidence levels. Where are they?
Quietly confident, I think. We need a result tonight and I back the boys to get it for us.
Again, Harrison, I feel like there's been a couple of younger callers. Can I put you in the bracket of someone who might not really remember France 98?
24 years old, so I was born 2 years after the last time we qualified for a World Cup.
Hugh Keevans in the studio has got socks older than Harrison,
let
quite
me
clearly.
Tell you, let me tell you, when I left France again in 1998, to put age into context here, I had no grandchildren. Now I've got six, and we're still trying to get back into a World Cup.
And that's why you're still working at your age, to try and fund the grandchildren. That's why you're here tonight, and we're delighted to have you. Harrison, what gives you the quiet confidence then? What's this group done for you over the last few years?
I think, especially the last 2 years, there's been that level up. We had a disappointing Euro 2024, but we've bounced back in this campaign. We've done well, we've played well. We need that result tonight, and I think he's picked a good team. So I think we should go and do it tonight, yeah.
Is that the team you would have picked?
Close to, yeah. I think Grant Hanley's quite been hard done by not getting a result. I think Clark's been relied on him the last few years. I think in a game where that will rely on his experience, he's maybe found himself a bit unlucky at the starting lineup. But I like McKenna. I like the inclusion of McKenna. I think he gives us a different dynamic, a left foot at centre half there.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kenny, we focus on the positives, obviously, but it is just it's the harsh reality of international football. And you, to state the obvious, can only pick from a small pool of players. We have a 42-year-old goalkeeper that before Saturday had not played football in 6 months. Now, our centre-backs are perhaps not operating at the same club level as our midfielders. Our striker does not operate at the same club level as those midfielders. So it is difficult to sort of find those solutions. And Harrison makes an interesting point. Grant Hanley had a really tough night, alongside a couple of others, by the way, on Saturday. He's actually been excellent for Scotland over this campaign, maybe even stretching back to elements of that Nations League as well. So it's these sort of, I guess, fine margins what you're dealing with. If you're playing with players that maybe aren't at the highest level you want them to be, and then they dip on the night, that's when you can find yourself in a bit of trouble.
You can, and I agree with Harrison. I do think he's been hard done by, because I don't think his partner next to him covered himself in glory either. But if you look at it, and again, when you've got these two huge games in 4 days, again, even age can sometimes come in it. Can you go again? Can you bring that same level of energy to the performance 3 or 4 days later? So, again, maybe even Suter's age kind of feeds into it. But I do like the fact that we've got a left-sided in there. It gives you a good balance in there. And again, Scott McKenna's vastly experienced at this level as well. He's been about the squad for a long, long time. Again, he's been a starter in this team under Steve Clarke as well. So it's not, I don't think the team's weakened at all, but I do think Grant Hanley has maybe been a little bit hard done by.
Are you a regular at these games, Harrison? What's the sort of high point of the recent couple of years in watching Scotland? What's it been?
Yeah, I was at Hampden the last time we beat Denmark at home.
Wouldn't mind that.
Jay Adams has found himself on the bench.
That's true. Well, he could come on and do that, I suppose. And John Souter scored that night as well. That was excellent, Gordon. That was maybe the best. That, you look at Spain here. Even actually, some of the Nations League performances, I know we didn't get the outcome, but you know, when Portugal came here and it was 0-0, Croatia came here and Ben Doak terrorised Vardy all down this touchline in front of us. It's going to take one of those efforts, isn't it?
I think you'll take every positive looking back at your performances here and the teams that you took on and you know how you performed and the results you got, but I've got to say, Gordon, this is just a different game. Kenny, I think, quite right, say this is a cup final. You've got to treat it like a cup final. Go out there, it's a must-win game. I keep saying I like the look of the team. I think if Billy Gilmore had been fit, he'd have changed it right through the middle. I think he'd have left out one of the centre-halves. And I totally agree with Kenny's point of view about John Souter. He needs a big game tonight. He has to be strong. I like McKenna coming in there, nice balance. I think Gilmore would have come into the team, and then you've got Dykes up front. Unfortunately, Gilmore's not available, but I just like the way he's went about this tonight.
If I'm asking Kenny Miller about scoring goals, I'll ask Scott Allen about passing the ball in midfield. How big a blow is it to not have Billy Gilmore available tonight, Scott, even as an option?
Yeah, for me it's a big blow. I think we are a better team. We have more control in the game when he does play. I think a player with that level, when he always wants the ball, always available for the ball, I think he's the type of midfielder that settles guys round about him who might be a bit nervous on the night, just because he's very brave. So for me, he is a big loss, and he was a guy who I was hoping was going to be fit for tonight, because I think in a game like this you do need that.
Harrison, you're on a bus.
That composure in
Harrison,
the game.
Harrison, are you on a bus or something on the way to the game?
Yeah, we're just on the motorway coming through into Glasgow then out.
You going to leave us with a song or what? Keep it clean? Nah, doesn't fancy it. It's a quiet bus.
The back of the bus can't sing that, doesn't bus, that, well it? Now.
Jeez, glad I'm on that bus.
Gordon, I like that shootout aspect about it all tonight. You know, I go back to 73. We hadn't been at a World Cup since 1958. Scotland versus Czechoslovakia. It predated the formation of the Czech Republic. It was Scotland versus Czechoslovakia. They took the lead. Big Jim Holden made it 1-1. And then Joe Jordan. And we were off to what was then known as West Germany for the World Cup finals in 74. And we did it again at Anfield. Again, Big Joe winning a penalty. It was dodgy as they come. However, Kenny Dalglish had scored with a wonderful header, and we were off to World Cup 78 as well. Tonight, that now or never, do or die aspect to it all, full house, that has got to be an advantage for us. We've got to make that work, and I believe we will.
I love the drama as much as the next guy, and Hughes summed it up perfectly. That's the way the occasion feels. If you want to be pedantic about it, Kenny, there's a playoff in March. You're not destined to stay at home next summer if it doesn't go well tonight. What does that do? Does it do anything to the psychology?
Listen, you've got the safety net, but I think tonight, again, I think Hugh's right. All eyes are on tonight. Do or die, you can call it what you want. They've put themselves into this position now, and this just takes all the pressure off it going into it. I mean, who knows where we're going to be in 4 months' time in terms of injuries or suspensions or form. You just don't know what's going on. They've got a chance here tonight at this, in front of this full house, with the energy that's going to be bringing to this game, to go and get the result against a team of beat. You know, you talk about that night here when we won 2-0. You're right, that was where I think this team were in their best moment. That night I thought they were absolutely outstanding against Denmark. If we can get a performance anywhere even close to that, we're going to find ourselves in a really good situation come 9:30, 9:45 tonight.
On the subject of psychology, Gordon Deal, what about Denmark? Because they drew it home to Belarus at the weekend. Now, we have spent all weekend here talking about how lucky we are and how we got a break, which is fine. It's not that I would totally disagree with that. But Belarus came here. They were pretty good. We were bad. And we held on and won. So we sort of earned that bit of it. Denmark couldn't do that. They drew. They must have got a lot of stick for that. That would be a desperately disappointing game for result for them. Add to that, though, Hugh alluded to it, they are ahead. They could draw tonight. What does that do for
you? I think that puts a little bit of more pressure on you, Gordon, right? We know what we have to do. It's as simple as that. If you're Denmark, do you come out here, you're away from home, you've come off a terrible result, you probably get criticised, you're looking and thinking, we should really be sitting back looking forward to the World Cup. We've now to come to Hampden on a night and the rain starting to fall, the pitch looks brilliant, this place will be going crazy at a quarter to eight. You'd be thinking, what do they do? Do they sit and go, will we go for a point, will we keep the point, or will we try and kill this game off? They've got a dilemma. We've not. We just need to go out there, get on the front foot, play our football, defend properly first and foremost, and hope we get a little bit of luck in the night.
I would never wish ill health on anyone, but hopefully that sickness bug's kicked in as well that was reported in the last few days. I always take these things with a pinch of salt. Scott Allen, with your footballer's hat on as well, what do you think about that in terms of Denmark getting away with a draw and Scotland having to win it?
Yeah, I think they'll be feeling pressure tonight as well. That's why Scotland have got to take advantage of that, certainly early on in the game, not make them get comfortable within the game. Obviously Belarus, they were favourites to Denmark, are always going to be favourites to beat them at home. They didn't, Belarus caused them problems, and Scotland looking at that, they would have seen that there is vulnerability there, and you best believe it as a team. When you're coming off with a clean sheet or coming off conceding two goals, you're looking into the next game, you know you have to perform. So listen, this, it's a losable game, but it's an absolutely winnable game for Scotland, this.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I think we're all very confident, Gordon. I think we're all confident because it's a bonus for us. We didn't think we'd be standing here tonight with the excitement, the passion, the brave hearts, as Hugh quite rightly describes it. So it's one that we've got to grasp with both hands tonight. We've really got to go out here and really do this for the country. The country needs it. Everybody's talking about their age and people who weren't even born and people that's never experienced a World Cup. This is a massive night for our country.
That's kind of what I was alluding to with the last question, Kenny. I hope there's not a sort of feeling in the team that, oh, we're so lucky to be here, because look, there's a league table. We had to go and earn the hard-fought point in Denmark. We had to risk a slip-up against Belarus, but not slip up in the end and get, you know. So yes, look, we got a twist of fate the other night that no one saw coming. I hope the players don't feel that they're all of a sudden just lucky to be here, because they're second in the group, a point off, due to the points that they've accrued.
Listen, let me tell you, they will not feel any kind of luck at all. They'll be delighted that they're coming here tonight with an opportunity to win a game of football that's going to take them to a World Cup. You know, it's something that there's no Scotland player done for a very, very long time, and this group can take the country back there. They can take the Tartan Army back to America next year in this World Cup. So you can forget about them feeling any other way than they have a huge opportunity in their own hands in front of them tonight of this 90 minutes to play.
That's one thing I like, Kenny. I like the egomaniacal aspect to it all tonight. If the manager takes us to the World Cup in Canada, Mexico and the US, he becomes, statistically speaking, the most successful Scotland manager of all time. You can argue over his style of football, you can argue whether he's lucky or good, but statistically speaking, he'll be the top man if he gets us to these World Cup finals. And for the Scott Robertsons, the Andy Robertsons, for the John McGinns, they don't want to end their career not having made it to a World Cup final. So personal ego comes into it tonight. There's a personal prize for each and every person, manager, players. That's what you go after.
I love the way that Andy Robertson put it yesterday, Gordon, and what it would mean to these players. He said that he never grew up dreaming of playing for Liverpool, but he grew up dreaming of playing for Scotland. And John McGinn never grew up dreaming that one day he'd play for Aston Villa, but you know, you dream of playing for Scotland. And for these guys, that Hugh probably did sum up, there is that realisation as well, now or never, for quite a few of them.
Oh yeah, of course it is. And you could look back in your career and guys like Andy Robertson, John McGinn and people like that, and you're thinking, well, I had a fantastic club career. But Kenny, I'll tell you, you've got to be a proud Scot. You want to beat the big tournaments. None bigger than the World Cup. It's been a long time. It's their last chance. And I think these guys sitting down there and now preparing for this game will have that passion, know that, and they will grab that.
Okay, plenty of time for your calls as we build up to kick off in the big one. So keep them coming in. And whilst you dial the number, let me tell you about this. Meg, Yes, get ready for Christmas with an incredible £650,000. Can you imagine? So, two outcomes tonight. This goes to plan, and you've got 650 grand to plan your trip to the World Cup. This doesn't go to plan, you've got 650 grand to cheer you up. So, listen, it is a win-win situation on that front. It's the biggest competition on the radio. Getting the draw for £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You get 15 entries by texting yes to 61025. For 100 entries into the draw, text bank to 61025, and those texts are £10 plus your standard network rate, or call 03434 269340, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It is over 18s only. The online entry and all the rules for this network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Don't miss out, lines close 5pm on Friday. You just answer the phone and the £650,000 would be yours straight into your account after the call. Good luck. Text yes to 61025. Welcome back to Hamden on a huge night for Scotland, for Scottish football, for the country as a whole, as Steve Clark and his team aim to get to that World Cup finals next year in the USA, Canada and Mexico. Former Scotland striker Kenny Miller is alongside me, Gordon Duncan, here at the National Stadium. Gordon DL is alongside him, and in the warmth of our studio we've got a journalist who's seen more World Cups than he cares to remember in Hugh Keevans, and former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen. Speaking of the USA next summer, Darren is on the line all the way from Los Angeles, but you're a Scotsman, Darren, so you're hoping that we're heading your way next summer.
Definitely, we're doing it. We're going to do them 2-0. I'm confident, I'm nervous, but we need to do it mainly because my wife's Mexican, so she'll be there. My son's American, he'll be there, and I'm not sitting in the house myself.
Brilliant. And if we have any Canadian pals that we can get Darren involved in to complete the set, but Darren's not lost any accent, has he? So he's clearly hoping that it's job done tonight. Sounds confident.
Yeah, well, listen, not just confident, the excitement you can hear coming over the radio. It's like when I was walking in here tonight, Gordon, everybody's so excited about this game. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. You can't describe it. We're sitting here now in the calm. But in another 45 minutes, this place will be going off its head, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm, 63 years age. I don't get excited a lot now, like chugging the studio. But tonight is special for us, and hopefully we can go and do this.
I mean, I think we'll just steer clear of what excites you and Shug at that age if we can, and just maybe get back to the football. Darren, what's the scenario over there? Are you got tickets yet? Is that possible? What's the deal over there?
No, I've applied for the pre-entry, but I've not got them yet. I'm hoping a few boys come over. I'll pick you up at the airport, and I'll be one of your plus ones.
Well, you put us up, though, because we'll be in the scrounge for cheap accommodation if this goes to plan.
Gordon DL's not sitting on my couch.
You're right, I've no mate. I know where I'm sleeping.
A few people have said that over the years, yeah. I suspect. Listen, I mean, that Hugh, something is in that as well about just how sort of far away it is. I know that makes it like really simplistic, but, you know, that's a proper international tournament, that. You've all got our opinions maybe about it being split over, you know, three host nations, but to be going all the way across the Atlantic, everything about that will just be unmissable, and we don't want to miss it. We want to be a part of it.
Gordon, there'll be a package holiday explosion. There will be an explosion of sales for Factor 50 for wee ginger blokes and women from Scotland going into the heat of Florida or wherever. You cannot overlook this aspect of what it means to the country. You've met my grandson who lives in Brighton, born in London, Scotland fanatic. He'll be there tonight in front of the television screen, willing Scotland, and he'll probably be of an age to want to go to America next summer, and Canada and Mexico. These things are important, very important. I remember dressing up my own children in Scotland strips for the 74 World Cup final, for 78. The country, this is not to politicise the matter, the country's putting in a hard shift right now. Scotland qualifying for the World Cup would be of immense psychological value to all of Scotland and to expatriate Scots everywhere, from Darren in the US to my boy in Brighton.
Happy enough with the team, Darren? Is that close to the sort of best offering Steve Clark has tonight?
I think they got McKenna right coming in. I would have personally put Shankland up front, because if you're going to get chances, you want to default your best finisher. Shea Adams runs in behind, but I mean, you can't be playing in a game like this just because you run a bit more. I mean, Dykes has got more to offer, can bring the players in, but hopefully he gets 1-0 up and Shankland comes in and finishes it 2-0. I'm just about to wait for the pub to open. There's about 20 of us going down to a wee pub in Los Angeles. All Scottish. One of my good mates, the Euro Soccer USA camp. Anyone get any kids needing coach, bring them in there. And I can't wait for the game. I was going to phone you guys. My missus was out. My son was at school and I was pacing about the living room.
I was going to slag Darren for giving his pals business a plug, but then I remembered he's putting us up in LA next summer, so I thought I better treat him.
I'll get the main room.
If you don't have a couch for Gordon Dale, have you got a shed, Darren, an outhouse that he can go in?
I've got a nice golf club close by. I sent you a photo last time, so you know what it looks like. So Gordon can sit in the clubhouse.
I'm quite happy
perfect
with that, mate.
He loves his
golf. As long as we get there.
Golf, that's all he's thinking about coming over and stay with you, is definitely the golf. Thank you very much to Darren all the way from LA. Now, I would not dream being a North Lanarkshire native. I wouldn't dream of talking down the place, but from LA to Chapel Hall is quite a contrast. Vincent, I'm sure you'd agree. What are you thinking about tonight?
Well, I'm fed up listening to people telling us how lucky Scotland is to be where they are. What I would call lucky is the Greek goalkeeper the other night. To coin an old Glasgow phrase, he was dead jammy. He made three threes and he didn't know where the ball was. We could easily have won the other night if we'd have got a break.
And Greece could easily have scored more goals had we not had a terrific goalkeeper in Craig Gordon. So,
I mean, that's what a goalkeeper's there for.
Yeah, and so is the Greek goalkeeper there for that purpose as well. It doesn't matter if he doesn't know where the ball is. He kept it out the net.
I side with Vincent a touch on that. I thought a couple of his saves, the Greek keeper, were saves that you maybe wouldn't expect to make. I think Craig Gordon had a good game, but I don't think he made any that you wouldn't expect him to make.
Well, the McTominay one's incredible.
It's
incredible.
It really is.
Right. Another 10 times he's not saving that. Listen, it's as simple as that.
Listen, the subject of luck is an interesting one. I think anybody who listens knows I'm a bit of a Scotland optimist, and that's fine. I do get where Vincent's coming from, Kenny, because, again, sorry for the bad memories, but see all the times that we failed to make tournaments, nobody ever said, ah, we were just unlucky, it's okay. So you can't then, when things are going well, say, oh, we're so lucky to be there. You know, if you can't polish your lack of achievements with luck, then you can't diminish this stuff with saying that it's all down to luck either, can you? Can't
no, that both ways. Again, you touched on it earlier. We have to get 10 points out of 12 to put ourselves in a position going into Saturday night. I mean, that in itself is a lot of good performances. It's a lot of kind of digging in against the tide. Again, we go back to Greece here, where Greece were the better team, but we managed to get the result that night. It wasn't lucky we earned that. We earned that right. Again, we never won the game, we never got the result, but it's not our fault that Denmark could not go and beat Belarus. It's nothing to do with us. So that's when you're going. These players will not be feeling any kind of amount of luck going into this game tonight. They'll be going there with the opportunity to go and beat the Danes and get to the World Cup, and that's all that will be on their mind.
And it's the first ripple of atmosphere around the stadium as the goalkeepers come out to warm up. What a story that would be. Craig Gordon, 42 years of age, he's made one appearance in 6 months, and it was out in Piraeus on Saturday night. He comes out along with Scott Bain and Liam Kelly and the goalkeeping staff to get their warm-up underway. The atmosphere has been lively, to say the least, across the city, across the country. Today, that's the first flicker we've heard inside the stadium. It's starting ever so slowly. Maybe the weather's putting people off of heading out early, but it's starting to see a few bodies entering this famous old stadium. It's seen some famous nights. This might be the most famous of all if we can get it over the line. Plenty more times for your call, so please do get in touch. Thanks to Vincent for putting a positive spin on things. Thanks to Darren before him. It just proves you can call from anywhere. Chapel Hall, LA, up and down Scotland, you decide. Give us a call and we'll take more of them after the news. Welcome back to Hampden, the National Stadium, on what we hope will be a hugely successful history-making night for the Scotland national team. We're here on Super Scoreboard, live from the National Stadium, building up to kick-off. Of course, the guys will keep you up to speed throughout the game back in the studio. And when it's all said and done, hopefully it is party time. But the phone lines are open throughout, so give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 38 and a half minutes to kick off. I know that because there's a big screen at Hampden which is counting down and making everyone inside
nervous, excited, and wondering what is to play out in front of us here this evening. There's been a real buzz inside the stadium. There's been a buzz around Glasgow and around the country today. Clearly, we send our reporter Gabriel Antoniazzi out and about outside Hampden to check the mood amongst the fans coming to the game tonight, and here's what they had to say.
This is one off now, ready to go, right behind them. Whatever's going to be tonight will be. I'm all for it tonight, like.
Absolutely nervous, and I'm hoping Scotland can qualify for the World Cup. So I think tonight's the night, and we can do it, yes, absolutely. 2-1 Scotland.
Tonight's the night that we can do it?
Yeah.
Score predictions?
3-1 Scotland.
2-1, skin the teeth.
3-2.
And who would score the winning goal?
John McGinn with a bicycle kick.
John McGinn with a bicycle kick, wouldn't mind that. Doesn't really care how it goes in, to be honest. Kenny Miller, who's alongside me and Gordon DL here at Hampden.
It's very specific there, wasn't it? He's just nailed it. 3-2 and a bicycle kick for John McGinn to win it. We'll take that.
I don't know if there's an omen here, Gordon DL. John McGinn made his international debut here at Hampden against Denmark when he was a Hibs player playing in the Championship in Scotland. And in case you hadn't heard, since then, he's gone to Villa, he's their captain, they play in the Champions League. He has, whisper it, because he hates it when we mention it, overtaking Kenny Miller in goals scored for Scotland, and he's right up there in the caps list as well. So, listen, if it is him, don't care who it is really, but if it's him, what a fitting person it would be to seal that place in the World Cup.
Even if it comes off that backside, that famous backside of his, Gordon, all bursting, eh? Let me tell you, but I'll send this place into rapture. We don't care who gets the winner tonight, as long as we get it.
I mean, Scott Allen, former Hibs and Celtic midfielder in the studio, you played with John McGinn at Hibs. And look, we could go through them all. We know Andy Robertson's got a wonderful story. And then there's a real intrigue around guys like Lyndon Dykes and others, and Lewis Ferguson off to Italy. But since you know him well, what a fitting person it would be for John McGinn to be the one who does go and impact this game tonight.
It really would be, and you wouldn't put it past him. I thought second half he was outstanding on Saturday night. He was driving the team. He looked like an out-and-out left winger at times. He was driving down the wing, flashing balls across the goal. Then he was popping up on the right-hand side, flash one across the goal again. So, listen, he's all action, isn't he, John? Always used to say it's very hard for John McGinn to have a bad game because he's always involved. You look at his career when he was making the move to Aston Villa. If you'd asked anybody at the time who you would fancy to go down to England and make a real impact, it'd have been John, just because all the attributes that he does possess. So it would be very fitting, some of the performances he's had though in Scotland, in Scotland jersey over recent times have been outstanding. We're just praying that gives us one big one tonight.
I don't care who scores the goal, but I would love it if it was John McGinn, because I knew his grandfather Jack very well, his mother Mary taught my children at school, and he's a Clyde Bank boy who lived round the corner from us. I want my Guinea Esther.
But there is a fairy tale aspect to some of these. And we mentioned Andy Robertson. People used to talk about the story. Now they've stopped because it's like become old news. But it doesn't mean it should be forgotten. It's a guy who used to sell the tickets here when he was a part-time player at Queen's Park. There's a mural of him down the road. If we get to this World Cup, it will certainly become the most capped player of all time, or certainly he'll be second, and he'll have the top spot in his sights. He's won Premier Leagues and Champions Leagues, and now he's going to try and lead Scotland to the World Cup. I know some of the performances haven't been good recently, but it seems like a fitting night to just remember some of this stuff.
Absolutely. Contained within those 28 years that we've been waiting since France to get the World Cup finals have been many hard luck stories, and Kenny, regrettably, was involved in some of them. We have come so close and yet ended up so far away from the World Cup finals. Tonight, it feels different. Tonight, it is do or die, now or never. For Andy Robertson, for John McGinn, for Craig Gordon. And that aspect of it all has to count for something once they're out on the park, because you can take away all the things you first thought of about better to be lucky than good or anything else. When the whistle blows, only those players' endeavours will decide whether we go to America automatically or have to enter a playoff. Those players, their minds, their intensity, it's entirely up to them.
I was worried there. I thought he was going to include himself in the list of people in the who are desperate to see one more World Cup. But I had me worried that the show was going to take on an entirely different tone. But anyway, let's go back to the phones, because Kirsty and Arlo, they're both on. They're from Bonnybridge, but I think you're both on your way to the game. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Our bus has actually just stopped there now, and everybody's getting off. So we're here. We're absolutely buzzing for the game tonight.
Buzzing with confidence, or is there still a little
absolutely
bit of trepidation?
Confidence. Like, Scotland are going to do it tonight. I just know it. Like, I felt it in my gut all day. We are big Scotland supporters. We were at Munich last year. And the full bus is actually buzzing. Everybody seems like really confident for tonight, and I really hope that Hampden can get behind the team and that we can like come away with a victory of the night. We definitely deserve it. My wee boy has got 2-0 and suit up to score the second goal.
How old is Arlo?
He's 9.
So I won't even waste my time on calculating whether he remembers France 98. Go on, stick Arlo on the phone. Where is he?
Hi.
Arlo, how are you? 2-0 and a John Souter header, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, go on then. And you think it's going to be you going to make your mum take you to the World Cup in America next summer?
Yeah.
Good, right. Well, listen, she's just promised it on national radio, okay? So you make sure you get the recording and make sure she takes you. You enjoy your night, Arlo, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good man, Arlo's confident. Right, is there something in that? Hugh, come on, I know you're positive, but in a way that's making me feel uneasy, because you are generally the Grim Reaper. Yeah. Everybody's confident. Since when did everybody get confident for a Scotland game? Is that a worry?
I think all the fans buy into Scotland every time, every qualification for the Euro finals, for the World Cup finals. It just feels right tonight. If you'd offered Steve Clarke the one-off shootout at Hampden against Denmark, who always travel well in World Cup qualifiers, but that run came to an end when they played Scotland and Che Adams and Souter got the goals that beat them at Hampden. So we're buying into it. Yes, we've been here before and been let down. Yes, we've kidded ourselves on in the past and subsequently been let down. But tonight, so important, so long, this is the one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hope that is a positive reference point, beating Denmark 2-0 here. It was 4 years ago, and I do wonder, when you look at certain elements of the team, as an example, with sort of Kieran Tierney and his pomp, you know, played that night. Callum McGregor played, he's now retired from international duty. Billy Gilmore played as well, a real key to sort of the way that we can control possession. And even guys like Stuart Armstrong, I think. In fact, he came on, sorry, didn't he, Stuart Armstrong? So, look, there's a core there. So we'll lean into the positives. Hopefully it is a good reference point. But worth remembering, a lot's changed as well.
A lot has changed. And I think, again, this Scotland team are not that Scotland team in terms of the form and how they were playing at that moment in time. Again, Scott Allen was talking about how much we miss Billy Gilmore. Again, I don't think in this team, and we've seen it again on Saturday night, we don't have a Callum McGregor or a Billy Gilmore, or both, that can be in the middle of that pitch and control. They're two players that always wanted the ball. They would take it at any situation, and I always felt they bounced and played off each other really, really well. And I think that allowed your McGinns and your McTominays and your Armstrongs and your Christies to go forward and support, whether it be Dykes or Shea Adams. So I really think we missed that player at this moment in time. And again, this could be, we'll have to find a different way not have control, but a different way to get in the opponent's half. Dykes can play a big, big part in that tonight by being that presence up front, giving us the physicality, getting the ball into them and allowing the team to get up and kind of play in the Danish half. We don't want to be messing about back there in our own half. We want to get the ball up and play in their half and be aggressive in the
say the one thing I like, Kenny. I look at this team. You talk about past teams. I look at this team just now. There's goals all over the pitch. There's goals all over the pitch. From the front, middle of the park, we can get goals from set plays. Souter scored there. McKenna will be a threat. There's goals everywhere in the pitch. Big problem is, we didn't defend particularly well at the weekend. Let's not be kiddied here. We'll need to do better tonight. but we've got a goal threat which gives us so much confidence.
30 minutes till kick-off at Hampden. It's starting to fill up nicely. Both teams are out warming up on the Hampden pitch, and in half an hour's time we will get this game underway. So much said in the build-up, the anticipation, the excitement, maybe the nerves, all the speculation. It'll all be put to one side in 30 minutes time. Continue the build-up with us, give us a call, and we'll speak to you next. Welcome back to Hampden. The scene is set and kickoff is edging ever closer. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me at the National Stadium, we've got former Scotland striker Kenny Miller. Alongside him is Gordon Dalziel, and back in the warmth of our studio, journalist Hugh Evans and former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen. It is teeming, to use a good Scottish expression, here in Glasgow's south side. It is absolutely miserable. Hopefully the football can cheer that up. Gordon Dalziel and Kenny Miller, you were both strikers, goal getters in your day. Did you like that? Did you like the slick surface? Are you hoping the goalie spills one? You're obviously hoping your own goalie doesn't spill one, by the way. But maybe at the other end, a few opportunities for you tonight.
Strikers always follow in. Any shots the distance, follow in for any rebounds. Again, it's a perfect surface, it looks up here, like from up here anyway. The lads will want to get that slicking about, get the ball moving fast. And again, when you're testing that goalkeeper for distance, John McGinn's got an incredible shot on him. Scott McTominay arriving in the box. Again, Lyndon Dykes has been a talisman for this team under Steve Clark. Can he be the guy again tonight?
It would be nice if we were up against a warm weather nation, Gordon, and we would hope that they would struggle here in the wintry conditions. I don't think it's going to hamper Denmark too much.
No, not at all, but I totally agree with Kenny. As a striker, you will look at this pitch and will absolutely love it. Any shots that are going in that goalkeeper, you've got to be following them up. You really do. This is just, I call it the striker's pitch, Gordon. I think it's great conditions tonight. That little bit of wet under the floodlights, players love that. So I am really looking forward to it. Plenty of shots in goal, plenty of shots in target, and I think we'll be fine.
Steve is on the line. He's calling from King Yussi this evening. Steve, are you excited? Give us it. What are you thinking?
I feel like I'm driving home for Christmas. I got called out to an emergency roadside in Aberdeen. Snow, got the job done, got through Stonehaven, raining, sleet. Now near Brechin, it's just miserable. I'm hoping that I'm going to miss the kickoff, but I'm hoping by the time I get home, we'll be 1-0 up.
I'd take 3-0 up, to be honest with you, Steve. It would make your drive home a bit more straightforward. Are you confident? Can Scotland get the job done tonight?
I just hope we don't get an early goal and sit back. We can't afford to. We need to get a second goal as quickly as possible.
I know
Scotland
what
he means. Scotland are renowned for scoring early and sitting back. Can't afford to do that.
I'd also love an early goal though as well.
So it's 2-0, we're all right.
So it's a difficult balance. Look, it is going to be interesting that, because Kenny, we spoke about this in the build-up to the game last night. And look, maybe an overall analysis of Steve Clark's tenure can maybe wait for another day, but there clearly have been times where he has been negative and people have latched onto it. But he's then always, it's almost like that's the accusation even when it's not applicable. Like the other night, we just defended terribly and missed ridiculous chances. I don't think the other night was anything to do with being particularly negative, but it would be nice to have a good start to the game. I feel like that's been lacking for a while.
Yeah, listen, that's why I'm saying we need to play aggressive right from the start, and we get on the front foot and get the energy for the fans behind the team, because it's what Scott Allen says, it's not just about the fast start for us, it's about not allowing the opposition to settle. Greece on Saturday got into the rhythm, you know, they controlled the game, they got 1-0 up, deservedly so, they got 2-3. Like at that point, yeah, we could have got back in and should have got something out of it, but really, in any other game, the game's done. You know, we can't afford to allow Denmark into the rhythm. We need to be the team on the front foot. We need to be the one asking them questions. Again, we've talked about the surface. Yes, follow in, but let's make their defenders defend. On these slick surfaces, mistakes can happen and chances can come from those mistakes. But we need to get the crowd behind us. Yes, Gordon said about being patient, but we need to take that out of the Danes. We don't want them to get into the rhythm early and we end up defending our own goal the way we were on Saturday night.
A fast start's so important, I agree with the lads, because their plan's quite simple, Gordon. Their manager was saying, silence this crowd, get this crowd silent. We've got to be on the front foot, as Kenny keeps saying there. Get in about them, get the ball passed about. The pitch is absolutely brilliant. give this stadium something you really got up for, and I think it'll just transfer right onto the pitch.
Aaron, did you see the big screen there? Did you see that cross from Kenny Miller for Stephen Naismith to head in against Spain?
I did, and honestly, it was a
right on the money. Sure,
right on the money. And he gets all the credit for it.
But he's standing here applauding it.
That's how good that was.
Is there any more for him?
I mean, look, it's going to be interesting. I suppose we would take a fast start, a fast finish, whatever it is, as long as it gets us over the line. But Steve, do you feel like this maybe is the kind of last chance for some of these players, and is that the type of thing that can inspire them? Hugh's spoken about the age of the likes of Craig Gordon and John McGinn and Andy Robertson. You think this is the one? Sorry, Steve, you still with us? Oh, he's gone. He's just. Oh, hold on a minute.
What?
Hold on.
Now we're talking.
They're stitching us up here. The big screen now shows Kenny Miller v England at Wembley as he shuffles and smashes it into the bottom corner. Yeah. Honestly, we're in the presence of greatness.
That was Chris and the Cahill shuffle. Cahill got shuffled.
God to say, I was bad defending.
And what's the added detail about that makes it even more special, Gordon DL? Let's see if you listen to him.
I don't. What was it?
It was his last ever cap. Scotland cap. Yeah.
Was it?
I was going to wear the strip tonight, by the way. I was going to wear that strip, but it's too cold for that, Gordon. We need to get well wrapped up.
It's not a bad way to round it off, is it?
Well, a goal like that. Right. No wonder you bowed out. I'd have bowed out if I even had a chance like that. Never mind a goal.
Scott
right.
Allen.
Now, I did say, sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to try and get a flavour of the atmosphere all around the country, because of course we're here in Glasgow, of course Hampden's going to be rocking, and we've seen Glasgow City Centre today as well, and everyone's lively, but right around the country, this means everything to everybody, so let's head round the country, and we're going to start with Beth Wallace in Aberdeen.
Thanks, Gordon. It's Beth Wallace here up in Aberdeen, and the atmosphere is certainly starting to build. I'm in the Foundry Bar, and I don't know if you can smell it in Hampden, but in the Foundry, you can smell Mexican enchiladas, you can smell American hot dogs, and maple syrup from Canada, because that is where Scotland is going to be next summer. Pack your bags, get ready. I'm here with Kieran, the Foundry manager, and he was actually in Greece the other night. Kieran, how are you feeling for tonight?
Really nervous. I'm hoping Scotland can do it, but we won't do it the easy way, so you're never sure.
How was it to be in the stadium the other night?
Much warmer than it is now, so 18 degrees at kickoff. I could certainly get used to some summer football.
It is certainly a huge, huge occasion. Aberdeen is buzzing. The whole country is buzzing. And across to you, Dale and Dundee.
Thanks, Beth. Yes, it's nervy at the Nether Inn as we get closer and closer to kick-off as the magnitude of tonight's match settles in. Those pre-match jitters are being settled with a couple of pints. I've been chatting to some of those alongside me to watch the match.
I think we'll win 2-1 today. Just got the start early from the kick-off. Just pressing high. Kind of start like the last two games.
I think we're going to do great.
I hope that we win, and I hope that we play better than on Friday.
I think if we start strong, then we've got a good chance of winning.
Optimism is in the air in Dundee. Now it's over to Lana Mackay in Edinburgh.
Thanks, Dale. Well, cautious optimism is probably how I'd sum up the moods of most of the fans I've spoken to tonight. I'm here in Edinburgh with Finn and Andrew. Guys, not long to go now. How are the nerves?
I'm a bit nervous, but I'm confident in the boys.
Yeah, I'm confident. I think Scotland will win.
Score prediction?
I go strong, go 2-0 Scotland.
3-1 Scotland for me.
And if you could be at Hampden tonight and give a message to the boys before they go out onto that pitch, what would you say to them?
To play the whistle, bring it home.
Just win. Doesn't matter about the performance, but just win.
Thanks, guys. Let's go back to Glasgow with Callum.
So I'm at the Clockwork Bar in the south side of Glasgow, and it's so busy inside that I've come outside just to get a bit of fresh air and get a wee bit of time before the game. And I'm with Robbie, who has a very special story about the last time Scotland were at the World Cup. What happened?
Yeah, so last time Scotland were at the World Cup in 1998, I wasn't actually born. I was a 1999 baby. But my mum, who doesn't like football, happened to be at the World Cup and met and was with my dad and spent the whole tournament together.
Lots of good memories, and I'm pretty sure you can fill in the blanks as to what happened next. They might not have won the last time, but your mum and dad certainly won with you. You're the best prize they could have asked for. But yes, come on Scotland. Gordon, back to you in the studio.
Someone who was conceived at the last World Cup. That is the twist I did not expect. Who knows what will happen when Gordon DL goes off to America next summer. We'll be back at Hampden in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Super Scoreboard live from Hampden, where kickoff in this massive World Cup qualifier is just over 10 minutes away, and now it feels like the big occasion. Hampden almost full, the lights flickering around this famous old stadium, both flags are out on the pitch, the Scotland team is getting read out, and 50,000 fans are ready to hopefully see Scotland get themselves to the World Cup finals next summer. Let's quickly squeeze in another call with Simon, who's in Hindland. Simon, you'll probably be the final caller. Tell us it's all going to be okay.
Yeah, it's all going to be okay. I'm in the hospitality section just above you in Hampden now, probably the last one here. Just having one more whiskey and lemonade before we go out. So I just absolutely buzzing. Like 1998, I was nine when we were last World Cup, so never got a chance to go to a World Cup. It's a huge moment. You know, I've been all over the country, all over Europe, all over the world, supporting this team, Kazakhstan, Armenia, Mexico, everywhere. And this would just be, you know, something else. You know, to actually experience as an adult, experience as a sentient human almost, it'd be I'm just want the game to start. I think the decisions tonight with Dykes up front, I think it's the right call. I think we need to have that target, that presence up front. And I just want the game to start. Just want Scotland to do it. And come on Scotland.
Simon, you get out here and enjoy yourself. We've had calls from LA, all the way from Chapel Hall to LA. We went at one point. Now a call from the hospitality suite at Hampden. And I would normally ask Simon another question, but I think he summed it up perfectly. We'll let Simon get out and enjoy the game. That's a Scotland fan who's been everywhere, seen it all, seen all the glorious failures, seen this team improve over the last few years. Now it's time to find out if they can make that final step. Before they enter the playing surface, the lights have gone off at Hampden. The music is blaring, the pyrotechnics are off into the sky here in the south side of Glasgow. There is a real special feeling in the air, but who plays tonight for both teams? Here's Gabriel Antoniazzi.
Steve Clark makes two changes to the team that lost 3-2 in Greece on Saturday, with Lyndon Dykes and Scott McKenna in for Shea Adams and Grant Hanley. So the team is as follows. Gordon in goal, Hickey, Suter, McKenna and Robertson at the back. Christie, Ferguson, McTominay, McGinn and Gannon Doak will be the midfield five. Dykes leads the line. The men standing in Scotland's way between the 2026 World Cup, the Danish side of course. Schmeichel in goal, Christensen, Anderson, Christensen and Dorgu at the back. Højbjerg and Hjulmand will be a midfield too, with Isaksson, Fullholt and Damsgaard in front of them. Højlund leads the line.
And that is the task facing Scotland tonight. Quickly in the studio, Hugh Keevans, journalist who's seen it all, and Scott Allen, former Hibs and Celtic midfielder. Give us your final thoughts before kick-off, if you can.
Well, I'm watching the pyrotechnics and the music being pumped up. In 1973, all we had was spearmint chewing gum and macaroon bars. But 2-1 Scotland tonight.
I'm going to go with 2-1 as well. Scotland, Gordon, start the game well, defend well in your 1v1s, and collectively just get through this game. So much at stake, chance to go to a World Cup. Let's go.
No Scotland, no party rings around Hampden. Will that be the case though at the World Cup 2026 in the USA, Mexico and Canada? There will be a party of sorts, but it won't be the same without us. Let's see if we can get this over the line and book those tickets this evening. We're in the final minutes before these teams enter the pitch. Kenny Miller, you've played here many times, this is special, isn't it?
With everything at stake, again, the Tartan Army have turned out in their numbers as usual. You can feel it really kind of ramping up towards kickoff now. And again, 2-1 is a popular scoreline. That was my prediction as well. So there's three of us. What's yours, Gordon Dale?
I was the same.
There we go.
I was wondering there, thinking, I hope Kenny changes. But listen, I don't care as long as there's a victory, and I think we're all in the same boat.
Now stick me down for a 4-0 then, and okay. An easy, relaxed evening. That would be very beneficial to us all. Wow, a last minute change to the team. John Suter is out and Grant Hanley is in at the last minute. Must have been an injury in the warm-up. Kenny Miller.
I did see him running across before, like a good 10 minutes before the warm-up had finished. He was running across to the touchline, so yeah, clearly there's been an injury and Grant gets back into the team.
Not ideal, Gordon Dale.
Not just before kick-off, Gordon, in the warm-up. It's thrown probably Steve Clark and obviously the Scotland team, but it's an experienced player coming in. He will do his job, he will rise to the occasion.
Any concern that one of them plays on the wrong side, Kenny?
No, because Grant will play on the right, no problem. Grant will be on the right, Scott will be on the left, no problem. And Grant's right-sided, so it's no
issue. Sorry, I'm getting those two mixed up.
but even just for the last minute preparations, you want it to go a bit smoother than that, don't you?
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, Grant would have needed this, and he'll be professional, he'll be ready to go. But when you're not in that starting lineup, you've not done the warm-up with the same warm-up as the rest of the starters. But listen, Gordon says it, he's an experienced player, been on these occasions many a time,
you're a central defender, Gordon. You're not expecting to maybe even come on as a sub, you know. I suppose you always have to be ready.
Yeah, but listen, there's obviously an indoor warm-up place at Hampden. As we know, he'll have been in there, he'll be working with the backroom staff. He'll be ready to go. The adrenaline will take him in the first 10, 15 minutes anyway, Gordon. Yes, it's not ideal with the fact that Sears had to pull out, but it's an experienced player who's been absolutely brilliant for us in days gone by. So let's just go on with it.
Kasper Schmeichel, of course, will lead Denmark out. He has mixed experiences of Hampden recently. Celtic used to sweep all before them. He didn't have too good an evening in the Scottish Cup final at the end of last season, and I think even the Celtic fans wouldn't mind us wishing for him to have a similarly difficult night this evening. That's allowed on international break. Scott McTominay and Rasmus Højlund exchanging high fives and handshakes, of course, knowing each other, but both sets of players poised, ready. What is on your mind in this exact moment, Kenny? You've stood in that tunnel.
Listen, again, I think on nights like this, I would imagine there will be a lot of nerves in that Scotland camp as well, with everything that's at stake. But you're prepared, you know, your work's done, your warm-up's done. You'll just be wanting to hear that first whistle. Get your first pass in, get your first tackle in. If you're a forward, getting a good positive action towards the goal, get yourself eased into the game. But they're ready. They look ready, they look focused, and they'll be ready to go and take this game tonight.
Now, the referee has patiently waited and waited and waited, and I think finally he has given them the nod. Listen to this. Here come Scotland, here come Denmark. One of them will book their automatic place for next summer's World Cup finals here at Hampden this evening. The task for the Scots is a simple one. Win the game and it will be job done. Fail to win the game and it will be the playoffs at the start of next year. Denmark, of course, a draw is enough for them. Let's not worry about that. Let's hope Steve Clarke and his team can do the business as both sets of players make their way onto the field here and meet either side of the halfway line, facing the south side here at Hampden, waving to friends and family, and of course a global television audience watching on to see if this Scotland team can make history. Some ceremony before that, as always, though, and we will start off with the national anthem of the visitors, Denmark. Healthy travelling band of Danish fans over to our left, hoping that it's their team that finishes on top. But strap yourselves in, because it's almost showtime, and Flower of Scotland.
Kenny Miller. Wow,
that was absolutely sensational. The best I've ever heard the national anthem. You can tell the 50,000 inside the stadium are right up for this game tonight.
And if that doesn't inspire you, Gordon Dale, nothing else.
Incredible.
Will. That was sensational.
Incredible. You could just see it in the players' faces. God, everything's done now. The fans are right behind them. They know that. They've got to go onto this pitch now, take the responsibility and take us to the World Cup.
France 1998, Saint-Étienne, as Hugh Keevans told us earlier on, defeat against Morocco. That was the last time a nation saw the men's team at a World Cup finals. Is that about to change? Over 10,000 days ago, a mere memory for some, and some not even around to remember it at all. The 11 players out on the Hampden pitch this evening with the chance to be history makers. Captain Andy Robertson strides forward for the final pre-match routine, a shake of the hands with his opposition captain, some final instructions from the referee, a toss of the coin, and I think it will be Scotland who get the nod. Andy Robertson deciding whether he wants to stay or whether he wants to switch and who'll take kickoff. One final handshake before the European qualifiers board is removed and we can get this show underway. So much hype, so much build-up, the teams are going to turn. Kenny Miller, did you ever mind that? Does it matter? Scotland are now going to shoot from our right to our left.
Not at all, absolutely not at all. Change, shoot one way, shoot the other, didn't never ever bother me.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kenny, it doesn't matter to me. It's not like we're looking out there in the conditions, windy or whatever, Gordon, no advantage whatsoever. Scotland prefer to kick to, obviously, right to left. We'll see what happens, but I'm hoping for a good game tonight and a good win.
Denmark go into a pre-match huddle, which is not going down well amongst the Hampden crowd. Lewis Ferguson stands over the ball. Scotland will take kickoff once Denmark break, and then it will be time to find out if this night, which has promised so much, can deliver, and indeed we will. Thank you to Kenny Miller and Gordon Dalziel here at Hampden. Andrew McLean, Scott Allen and Hugh Keevans will take you through the action, and hopefully when we speak again we will have some good news. It is showtime, a place in the World Cup up for grabs. It's Scotland against Denmark.